Please help me welcome Lee Davis. Okay, I think we have everything adjusted, the lights and the microphone, and can you hear me all right in the back? Of course, I can't really see you if you can hear me. But I'm going to start by reading four very brief stories that are quite recent. And I talked about some of them this morning, so some of you who were there will recognize them. The first is called Contingency Versus Necessity. Versus necessities in parentheses. He could be our dog, but he is not our dog. So he barks at us. I should have warned you, it was very short. This is a line longer. Circular story. On Wednesday mornings early, there is always a racket out there in the road. It always wakes me up. I always wonder what it is. It is always the trash collection truck picking up the trash. It comes every Wednesday morning early. It always wakes me up. I always wonder what it is. Susie Brown will be in town. Susie Brown will be in town. She will be in town to sell her things. Susie Brown is moving far away. She would like to sell her queen mattress. Do we want her queen mattress? Do we want her ottoman? Do we want her bath items? It is time to say goodbye to Susie Brown. We have enjoyed her friendship. We have enjoyed her tennis lessons. Notes during long conversation with mother. For summer, she needs pretty dress, cotton. Cotton, natak, kunt, takunt, tunkut, taknat, takant, taktan, kantat. Now I'm going to read, I think it's four or five, maybe six, of the 10 stories from Flaubert that I extracted from Flaubert's letters when I was working on Madame Bovary. I was reading his letters in French, and every now and then, like a little reward for my studiousness, I would come upon a little story that he was telling in the letter to a friend. And these began to seem to me to be wasted, buried in the letters. And I thought how nice it would be to extract them and work with them a little bit. I wouldn't translate them straight the way I do a translation. But I would translate them and then fiddle with them just a little without adding anything of my own, without fictionalizing. I would feel free to cut a little bit within a sentence or combine two sentences, or even sometimes I would combine two stories. But it would always be his material and his language. The first one's called The Cook's Lesson. Today I have learned a great lesson. Our cook was my teacher. She is 25 years old and she's French. I discovered that she does not know that Louis-Philippe is no longer King of France and we now have a republic. And yet it has been 5 years since he left the throne. She said the fact that he is no longer king simply does not interest her in the least. Those were her words. And I think of myself as an intelligent man. But compared to her, I'm an imbecile. The visit to the dentist. Last week, I went to the dentist thinking he was going to pull my tooth. He said it would be better to wait and see if the pain subsided. Well, the pain did not subside. I was in agony and running a fever. So yesterday, I went to have it pulled. On my way to see him, I had to cross the old marketplace where they used to execute people not so long ago. I remembered that when I was only 6 or 7 years old, returning home from school one day, I crossed the square after an execution had taken place. The guillotine was there. I saw fresh blood on the paving stones. They were carrying away the basket. Last night, I thought about how I had entered the square on my way to the dentist, dreading what was about to happen to me, and how, in the same way, those people condemned to death also used to enter that square, dreading what was about to happen to them, though it was worse for them. When I fell asleep, I dreamed about the guillotine. The strange thing was that my little niece, who sleeps downstairs, also dreamed about a guillotine, though I hadn't said anything to her about it. I wonder if thoughts are fluid and flow downward from one person to another within the same house.